Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
I want to address something real quick, because of all the things that we talk about here on the show, there is one thing that I continue to get emails on, even weeks and now going on months since it originally happened, and that is, Kelly, your house being cleansed, exorcised of its demons. So just this past weekend, got another message from a listener. Hey, probably a little over a month ago, Kelly referenced having someone come cleanse her house on the show. My wife called me and told me to listen, so I found it on the podcast, I believe, later that day. However, we need their service. Whoever it was she used, is it possible to get their contact info or something we can hire them to do our house?
Oh, so, my goodness.
So, yeah, a lot of people are invested in whoever you had come out to cleanse your house. And may I first, before I get your take on it, I want to know, has it actually worked?
I mean, I feel like yes.
Okay.
You know, because the thing was, there was apparently lots of bad energy.
Energy.
There were some entities apparently here.
Okay.
Haven't seen any of that stuff anymore.
Okay. So it's been cleansed,
it feels lighter.
You're entity free.
Yes, as far as I can tell.
Well, the energy is better.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and the kids aren't being, you know, as fussy, and they were kind of like fighting a lot more.
Oh my gosh.
And there is a lot of like tension.
Okay.
That seems to be gone.
Wow.
Which could have been from the extra roommates we didn't know.
Maybe.
That we had.
Maybe. So, like I said, ever since you talked about it originally on the show, like, I guess several months ago, it would have been at this point, we've had several listeners reach out afterwards going, hey, I might need a cleansing too in my house.
That's crazy.
So
I hope Jerry knows how much business I'm sending him.
I was going to say, I don't know if you want to shout the guy out that you used, or you want to just do it off the air. That's fine. But, you know,
send me the messages. I will, you know.
All right. I'll
send him the info.
I'll forward.
Here, but yeah.
I'll forward this.
I got a guy. Yeah, right. I don't know. I don't have concrete proof of things like this.
Right, but just the energy's
like,
better.
Yeah.
Did he use one of those sage sticks at all? Because,
well, his methods are unusual. I wasn't expecting it.
Okay.
Like, I don't think sage was used in our house.
Well, because I got, as like a New Year's gift from my sister, a sage stick. And I don't know how to use it. And so
I feel like you're not qualified to use it.
And
I feel
so
like
I
you have to be qualified to use it.
I haven't. But I have at my house a sage stick that is just waiting to be burned.
Well, I got a guy.
I got a guy.
He can probably tell you what to do with it.
I don't think my current house needs it, but yeah, I mean, if the energies go a little weird, then maybe. Maybe I'll whip out the sage stick and Google how to use it, and then figure out from that point.
I feel like you should give Jer a call, because you had things happen in that house. It's been a long time, but you had things.
Yeah, I mean, a long time ago, my daughter is now 17, when they were maybe like 2, they were upstairs and they looked down the empty hallway and waved and said hi to something that wasn't there, which sent the hairs on my arm and neck straight up, you know.
I would have moved at that point.
Right. And, you know, the cats have freaked out before in weird spots, but they're cats, you know. Cats are just cats, and they're weirdos. So,
but they do pick up on things.
Yeah. So, anyways. All right. Well, I sent it over to you. So, Jerry is Kelly's guy.
He's my guy.
That she uses to cleanse her house when she needs to. Thankfully, it's only had to happen once, right? Since you moved
in. Yeah, it's not a long-standing relationship where we are new acquaintances.
Where it's like, you know, every couple months comes out, all right, do it again. All right. Today on the show, it's another opportunity at $1,000 in about 1 hour, the vigilante hacking in. We've got setting the bar stories. We've got your, we talked to a listener who's brother is overly generous, but that's causing an issue with her husband. So we'll dive into that a little bit later on here on the show. And then feel-good stories every single hour, all right? All right, let's get to your feel-good story. Kelly Kay?
This is one of those stories that you can make a movie out of because it's amazing. So we go to North Carolina for this one, where a school honored its manager on senior night this past Thursday. Sam Jordan, born with Down syndrome, has been the manager for Lake Norman High School since he was a freshman. So the coach there, Jonathan Oliphant, cooked up a plan to have Sam score a touchdown for the team against the other school, Vance. So he got together with the other coach, Glenwood Farabee. He agreed, and it was super emotional. They set all of this up to happen before kickoff of the game.
And the handoff comes to Sam Jordan.
Pretty cool. The other team, they were like diving at him and missing.
Yes.
He took it from about like 60 yards.
Yeah, it was a good run.
It was a good run. He was trucking.
Yeah, he was.
I like that. That is awesome.
He looked like a boss. Oh, it was so great. Yeah, and I loved the fact that both of the teams celebrated him, not just his teammates.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's such a great story. This is one of those that gives you chills. You can like make a movie out of it. We will tweet it out. You can see the video. You really have to see this whole go down because it's magical.
Yeah,
at Ben and Kelly Show.
I saw it trending on Twitter all weekend. It is an awesome video. Every morning, right about this time, we give you a story that sets the bar for your day, not high but low, as something that you can easily achieve. So, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing two pepperoni pizzas with breadsticks and then leading police on a high-speed chase because of it, you're doing okay.
Oh, well, that's not what we do.
No, 30-year-old Richard. He ordered some food at a Little Caesars in Utah, became angry that he had to wait because the store was pretty busy, line out the door, in fact. So, anger getting the best of him, Dick walked behind the counter, grabbed two pepperoni pizzas, a couple breadsticks, left the store saying, "I'm helping myself."
Oh, wow. And didn't leave any money?
No, no. And that's when things turned south. Led to a wild police chase, which led into and lasted into the overnight. Like, ended around 2:30 in the morning.
Holy cow.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna assume he ate the pizzas in the car on the way.
I mean, because you're hungry at the bat. You're hangry enough to take the two pepperoni pizzas and breadsticks. And you know what? I mean, that's foresight for him grabbing the breadsticks, too, because...
Oh, absolutely.
You know, those are pretty good.
Nice side dish, yeah, but eat them while they're hot.
No, if he did all of that only to get arrested at 2:30 in the morning by the police and not have any of that, my gosh, that's another setting the bar as well. But,
absolutely.
But yeah, you know, here's the thing. Anger, we've talked about, is a real thing, and it can cause people to do some crazy things. But
make some real bad choices.
Yeah, but let's not, if you can, make it through the day without stealing a couple of those pepperoni pizzas with some breadsticks and then lead police on an hours-long high-speed chase. Then you're doing okay with your life. All right.
The one silver lining with this, it was Little Caesars, right?
Yeah.
You know, I know this. I used to work there. You know, it's pizza. So the value of what he stole was, you know, half typically what it would be.
And it's probably, he probably only stole about $10 worth of product, which.
Possibly. I mean, if you're. But that crazy bread is good.
That is good, sure.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, but this is, again, what not to do. That's setting the bar.
Yeah, don't do that.
Remember we were talking to you about the Evergreen ship that is and has been blocking the Suez Canal for now going on 6 days?
Wow.
This is the same ship that was drawing in its GPS hours before becoming stuck, twig and berries and a butt.
Is that true? Because every story I've seen about this, they haven't mentioned that part.
Well,
now, I don't know if they're just trying to cover that up and hope that people don't hear that part of the story?
Well, we found the story, and who knows if it's true or not, but it's a fun little anecdote. But this ship, apparently now, if you are noticing coffee and or toilet paper. Oh, gosh, don't even say toilet paper.
Not again.
Yep. There's going to be a run on both, because now that this ship, which, by the way, it's partially shifted as of 4:30 this morning local time, according to, the local media there in the Suez Canal area. Still stuck, though. still stuck.
But it's affecting trade prices, right?
Right. So now coffee and toilet paper, because they can't get the pulp for the toilet paper to go to the toilet paper plants to make the toilet paper. Now you're going to get another run on toilet paper.
Gosh. Jeez. We just can't catch a break.
We can't catch a break. A year ago, we had a run on toilet paper because of the damn pandemic. And now we have a run on toilet paper because of this damn Suez Canal blockage.
Because this idiot tried to draw a twig and berries on his radar.
Well,
really?
And that's,
root of it we're going with.
That was before all of this took place. So maybe it's karma getting back at the captain of the Suez Canal Evergreen ship. But I will say,
really fired now.
I have been enjoying the meme game that has been happening the past week. Because of this ship being stuck. My favorite, maybe, is the one lone yellow, like, crane or little excavator that is pushing this 200,000-ton ship.
I got it, guys. With a single arm.
And then the ship, and then it's like, all the memes from, like, my overwhelming anxiety is the ship, and then the little excavator is... It'll be okay. All the memes are giving me life. But anyways, so watch for coffee and toilet paper. Prices could go up because demand and the fact that this stupid ship is still stuck. Still stuck.
Okay, I really need to figure out if the root of it really is because they were trying to draw that picture on the radar screen. Really gonna need to know.
I mean, that's a
because so fired.
Yeah, that's a fantastic backstory on this whole thing.
It is
On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Legend. What is the meaning of that word? LEGEND. That could mean that you. If you get that into the website at WDJX.com, are in to win $1,000. Just like Amanda. How are you?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Great. How are you?
We're good, Amanda Bartel. Know why we're calling? It's because you just won $1,000 of our money given to you by the vigilante.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, as serious as we can be, I guess. Because we don't know if the checks are going to clear, but hey, congratulations.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I have been doing this forever. This is awesome.
Yeah, congratulations, Amanda. I mean,
I hope
for your sake that the vigilante's checks clear because,
We can't be 100% sure.
We can't be 100% sure. But yeah, congratulations, Amanda. They're the vigilante making winners out of our money. Every single day.
We hope.
We hope. On 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, it is your feel-good story. We do this every single hour throughout the morning.
Crazy situation. A Florida teenager ended up saving a baby's life thanks to his CPR training.
Oh, my gosh. Another one of these stories. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, we'll get to that next after Rit Momney. Every single hour throughout the morning, we do this. Kelly K.
So, Savion Harris, in the 11th grade in Florida, recently completed CPR training. And he told his local news he was at work on Saturday when his boss ran in with a baby yelling for help.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a six-month-old turning blue, wasn't breathing. So while on the phone with 911, he took the baby, started CPR. He said, I did two fast compressions, two deep fast compressions, and then gladly the baby started crying. It was very short, but it was like an intense couple of minutes, just like 2 or 3 minutes at the most, but it was extremely intense. So just quick thinking there by the teenager. He's got his CPR certification as part of the Allied Health Career and Technical Education Program there at his high school.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is amazing. I don't know if most local high schools like require that kind of training, but I think they should add it in. That's amazing.
Well, it, like,
you never know where you're going to need it.
Yeah, I got my CPR certification so long ago, I worry. I need to like...
Oh, I don't remember it.
I need to
I was 12.
Again. Yeah.
I mean, I took a super sitter course at the local hospital and got certified that way, but I don't remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, good for...
I have to redo it again.
That is a good feel good. Like that.
Yep. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see it.
All right. Every hour throughout the morning, we do this on 99.7 DJX. Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, 99.7 DJX, targeted by thieves at their home while they were home. This is terrifying.
Yeah, that's really super scary.
Yeah.
And I guess they left quickly once they realized the house was not vacant, but they grabbed the keys to his Mercedes SUV and stole it.
Yeah, and they're still looking for the guys. Like,
yeah.
Like they haven't recovered the SUV. They haven't recovered... or figured out who it was, but yeah, pretty scary there. As you know, Shawn and Camila are just hanging out, doing whatever, and then notice, oh, you're not supposed to be here. And then the burglar's like, didn't know that you guys were here. Grabs his keys off the counter, probably, and goes steals his car. So
I would have freaked out.
I know that's crazy. And then in other news, like some storage units in LA are getting hit. And no, it's not a wild episode of Storage Wars, but Beyonce's storage unit apparently had some, you know, luxury handbags and dresses because, you know, you can only have so much closet space for that stuff because, you know.
I was going to say, I am kind of floored to hear that Beyonce has a storage unit.
Well,
like your house isn't big enough to hold your stuff?
Well, when you think about how often, and this is like rich people problems right here, but how often they have to like get gowns and jewelry and then, you know,
But they borrow that stuff most of the time and give it back.
Okay, well, maybe and maybe not. Maybe they get gifted it, but they can't be seen with the same dress more than twice because that's the world we live in. And so, you know, what do you do with all this extra stuff? I guess until you can, you know, either auction it off or give it away or do whatever with it, you keep it in a storage unit. But Beyonce, yeah, some thieves hit Beyonce's storage unit, picked up about $1 million worth of stuff. And then Miley Cyrus's was also hit recently. So
Cyrus has a storage unit too. I'm so blown away by this revelation that these people don't have houses big enough to hold their stuff.
But maybe the storage unit is for like last year's models of you know your jewelry and your evening gowns and things like that. But
shocking information.
Yeah. So, anyways, Shawn and Camila, they were. Burglarized there while they were home, which is just terrifying. Yeah, absolutely. All right, coming up next, you know, gifts are great to get and to give, but when maybe you've got a relative, maybe it's a sibling who gives great gifts, but not according to your husband.
Okay, so are we going to have to help them decide whether to keep something or not?
Yeah, that's all on the way here next with Group Therapy after Billie Eilish. First off, I'll give the phone number out real quick, 502-571-9970, if you want to chime in on this. We got a message from a listener, and if you've got an issue, maybe it's with a relationship, or maybe you just want a third, fourth, fifth opinion, we'll toss it out to our listeners and see what we can do for you. She says, hey guys, I have a dilemma at our house. My husband and I were talking with my brother who lives in the area. He's single, very successful, and has a great paying job. Let's just say money isn't an issue for him. Like, he gets a brand new car every few years and has sometimes given an old, and she put that in quotes, one to a family member. My guess is the car is valued anywhere from like $70,000 to $80,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's not a cheap car.
No.
That's not a typical car price.
Well, my husband said if we got the car, he'd sell it. Because we don't need to be driving around in an expensive car. But I know this would really upset my brother. And frankly, I really would love driving it because splurging isn't something we typically do.
Girl.
My husband.
I think she should keep it. Just at this point, I feel like I'm on Team keep the car.
Yeah, my husband is a wonderful man, but he's also prideful and modest. I think we should take my brother up on the offer, but how do I convince my husband of getting the car and keeping it? Or do we just take it and sell it? Or should we just tell my brother, thanks but no thanks, and risk, you know, hurting his feelings?
Yeah, that's a, well.
That's a, wow. Okay, so, like, I do have experience with, like, one-upping siblings on, like, gifts. And I remember one year for Christmas, like, I gave my mom a leather chair, like, that she had been wanting. And my sister, at the time, she had spent all this time making, like, wind chimes herself. And the leather chair got completely outshadowed her wind chimes that she had made my mom. And so there was a little bit of like friction there between my sister and myself there. Uh-oh. For a little bit. But like, this is completely different.
Well, yes. And okay, so your husband, let's pretend that your wife's brother gave you super fancy car. What are you doing with it?
Okay, so my practical initial thought is, how much is the insurance, and you know, what gas does it take? Basically, like, okay, what's the upkeep going to be on this gift?
Well, but it's going to probably be less than an actual car payment would be, and you don't have the car payment.
I mean, this is true, but then like the other side of me is like, oh man, like depending on what kind of car it is, that would be really cool to drive.
Uh-huh.
So,
and then like, what kind of thank you do you give them?
I think we're getting away from like what the original question is. So if you've got an opinion of how she should approach this with her husband and her brother, because there's two guys here that she's going to have to deal with this issue, feel free to chime in at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970. Got an interesting message from a listener whose brother gives really great gifts. He's in a spot financially where when he buys a car, he turns around and gives his slightly used car to family members. And her husband's all like, you know what? He's prideful and modest and is like, I don't want the car. I don't want his charity or whatever. And so she's all like, but they're really nice cars.
And it's a really generous gift. And it's her brother.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like, you know, accept it and appreciate the fact you have such a generous family.
Yeah. So what to do? You know, Samantha texts in and says, don't take away someone's blessing. If he has the means to do that, then let him. And I would not sell it right away because I think that would hurt his feelings more than not taking it. You know what? That's a good point.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I think everybody agrees that if you're going to accept the car, do not sell it. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest slap in the face. Mm-hmm. Now, if you feel like you can't, then you can just say thank you, but no thank you. Mike suggested giving it to someone that needs it more than they do. Sandra, though, said if you can afford the maintenance, then keep it. It's a gift. Sell your current car. You can accept it as a gift to you from your brother. Your husband doesn't have to drive it. He shouldn't begrudge you of something only because he doesn't want it himself. Oh, there you go.
I mean, I gotta be honest.
This is mama's wagon.
Yeah. All right. You continue to drive the minivan, how about? And I'll drive this, right? I mean, you know, if I had the means, I think cars would be something that I would like to buy, you know? You know, I'd like to drive around a nice car, you know, and because I, for years, have always driven my cars to the ground, driven them to
forever.
Death. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, like, to have a sibling who has the means to do that, I think, might be kind of fun. Now, however, I'm not in that situation, and I'm not, like, the husband where he's obviously, he feels offended that the brother would just assume that they would want his, quote, hand-me-downs of luxury.
I would want it.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. Would you accept it, Ben? Would you accept it?
Well, here, before I give my answer, I want to jump over to Jennifer calling from Seymour. Hey, Jennifer, what's your question?
Hey, so have we figured out whether or not this vehicle is practical for them to drive?
I didn't ask. I should have.
Because that's the first question that you got. I mean, is it a Cadillac Escalade and they only have one person in the house, you know?
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's not practical, then she should just say, hey, brother, I love you, but this isn't practical for us.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to somebody else.
But, man, what if it's just a nice car?
Well, you know, my sister is in that financial position.
Yeah.
And she has done that. Every time she goes to get a new car, she does the same thing.
Wow.
She buys it outright.
Right.
She doesn't have she never does a car payment. So, you know, for us, sometimes it's not practical.
Okay.
You know, it's a two-door sports car, and I've got kids.
And your sister's cool with it. If you're like, hey, you know what? Thank you. You know, get the next one, maybe not this time.
Yeah, she's absolutely cool with it. She, you know, she
all right.
puts it out there and says, okay, you know, I'm getting a new car. I've got this one. Who wants it?
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, we're like, nah, thanks, but no thanks.
I appreciate the phone call,
okay,
Jennifer.
That would make sense. Like, if it was a sedan, like a really fancy luxury sedan, and they've got, like, a lot of kids,
yeah.
It would make sense. That could be, you know, an easy way to turn them down without them being offended.
But still, that could be your weekend car.
That could be your fun car.
I don't know, you know, I don't know.
That could be your car like my parents have. They've got a Corvette. Never sees a drop of rain.
Yeah.
Never sees, you know, any sort of bad weather. They take it out for pizza on the weekend.
All right, so let's kind of tie this up. Yeah, like, we've got a lot of great suggestions on how to approach this with the brother and the husband. So what are we saying here?
Well, hands down, we do not accept the car if you were thinking, I'm going to turn around and sell it. That's the biggest slap in the face. You can't do that.
Okay.
The next thing is, if it's practical, if it would fit your family, accept it. If not, say, you know what, thank you so much. We really appreciate your generosity. It just isn't practical for us.
So just try to get the husband on board.
Yes. Well, I feel like there's a couple of things that we don't have answers to.
Yeah. All right.
But if it's this, go door A. If it's this, go door B.
Or door
C. There's ways to handle it without offending the brother.
Or door C, give the brother my phone number.
There you go. Oh, we would really like to step in.
We could.
Ben Davis could use another car.
I mean, I'm just throwing it out there.
People talk real nice about you on the radio.
Right. All right. So I get that you probably didn't have an opportunity to call in. You can always leave your comment at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook with group therapy. Jack Harlow's weekend was this weekend on Saturday Night Live. Pretty big for the hometown guy there, and started off the night with a quick, like, Tyler Hero What's Poppin' montage, and I want to cue it up to this point, Kelly, because I feel like in Tyler Hero, this line will give you some sort of feels.
You tell me what that means. Make a slick comment and see what that brings. I've seen it go down. We can reenact things. Extreme like BMX sing. These boys soft and I'm redirecting. People in the city see the movement occurring and say, my God, I want to be in that scene. That's right, you want to be in this scene. She had the video trying to be in this scene. Used to fantasize about being this scene. Bluegrass girl, but she got big dreams. Can't touch me, I got instincts. Locked in a house, but I'm plotting things. I brought a gang to the party with me. Five white boys, but they not insane. Ooh!
There you go. There it is. There it
Dang
is.
It, they're not in sync.
No. And then surprised everyone when he brought out Adam Levine for his song "Same Guy."
And the money and the fame that I've been attaining as a reason for these girls.
There he is, walking up right next to him.
Can't keep letting things slide. Thought that I would change, but I'm the same guy. Blamed it on my youth, but I know I've had time.
Now, that's not random. Adam does do a feature on Same Guy on his album. So, but it's pretty cool that he joined Jack Harlow for literally those 2 minutes on stage there for Saturday Night Live. So
It's like, hey, Adam, are you doing anything? Nope, I'll be there.
All right, well, what you got going on? Nothing? All right, come on.
Nothing. Come on over for about 30 seconds? Yeah, yes, I can.
Yeah, that's all we need. That's all we need you for. So, yeah, Jack Harlow looked great on Saturday Night Live there. You can see both videos, WDJX.com, of his performances to Tyler Hero and What's Poppin', and then of same guy with Adam Levine stepping in there. Wearing some weird oversized like green army jacket, which I don't know if I'm the fashion police or not, but man, I would have chosen something else.
Maybe they didn't have his size, but he still liked it. I'm going to make it work.
I mean, sometimes when you go like to Goodwill and you're like, man, I really like this, but it's not quite my size, but you know, it's only $6, so I'm going to do it anyways. Maybe that's
I'm going to rock it anyways.
Yeah, maybe that's what Adam did. Who knows? So anyways, you can see him, WDJX.com. By the way, if you ever want to catch a show after the show, you can up at WDJX.com, click listen, or maybe you want to chime in on something that you heard while driving into work and you don't have the means, then you can always check in on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show, or on Instagram, Twitter, same, at Ben and Kelly Show. We got a really cool message from Laura, who wrote us and said, typically during the week, I'm unable to listen to the show live, so I love catching up on the podcast. A few things I've learned. One, I cannot listen while on a road trip, while my husband tries to have a meeting in the car, because I can't control my laughing out loud reflex. Awkward. And two, the group therapy updates are life-giving. I love people are following up. I'm so invested every time. And three, y'all are flipping hilarious, and I appreciate the joy you bring. Have a wonderful weekend. So cool, Laura.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so
I literally spend a long time after the show, like, making sure those get put up and everything. It kind of take a while. So I'm glad to know that a couple of people are listening.
Yeah, the entire show is posted every single day after the show. And thank you, Laura, for listening. We appreciate that on 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to your feel good. Kelly K does these every hour throughout the morning. What you got?
So we're shining the spotlight on 16-year-old named James Ryan. He lives in Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. And he's assembling Easter baskets for hundreds of kids in need.
Gotcha.
So he gets friends and family to help him out. He's put together 850 holiday pails filled with stuffed animals, colored eggs, crayons, books, candy. He calls it Operation Jackrabbit.
Okay.
But here's the thing. He started this when he was 4. He's 16 years old now. So wow. He said, it was me and my mom. I basically asked her, hey, can we help out the Easter bunny? Because he thought, you know what? The bunny's got to get all over the world. He's got to get a little tired. He might need some helpers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Santa's got elves. Who does the Easter bunny have to help him out? Figured, nobody. So mom was like, yeah, we can help him out. So the very first year, Operation Jackrabbit donated 8 pails. This year, close to 1,000.
Wow.
So it's grown in all the years. And the fact that he is still interested in doing this after all these years is kind of amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Feel good every single hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So it's funny, we were just talking about the message we received from Laura and how she loves the updates that listeners are giving. So, man, I feel like we have been on a journey with this listener the past 5 days.
In real time, actually. I feel like we are another part of the relationship.
And that person I'm talking about is Paul.
Oh, Paul.
To the tune where my wife on Saturday comes to me and says, who's Paul? What do I tell my friend? Because her friend's been texting. Her friend's been
texting
her.
She wasn't up to date on this. How did you not fill her in on everything? Because we were on a journey.
Yeah. So anyways, we have one, I think, maybe final, I don't know, update for you from Paul.
We'll never say final.
Yeah, we'll fill you all in. Coming up. Hang on. I get that you can't listen in real time all the time. And that's why we have the podcast. And the number one podcast listened to over the weekend was the update on Paul by like hundreds and hundreds of listens. I got to be honest. And so,
really?
Yeah. And so if you missed it, you know, all weekend we were getting DMs about Paul's situation. But to recap quickly, in Paul's own words,
she has an ex that she dated for a while.
This is his girlfriend.
And he's coming into town, and he's going to stay with her for a week. And I'm not cool with that. So I don't know if I'm overreacting, if I have anything to worry about, if anybody else, maybe I'm the only one that doesn't, you know, hang out with their exes. I don't know. But it's driving me nuts.
Yeah, and so we discussed it in length, and then even on Friday in real time. And then we learned that his girlfriend, thanks to some messages back and forth, said they weren't ready to stay together. Because I think we left it at, hey, why don't you just have your girlfriend stay with you, and then the ex can stay at her place, problem solved. And she was
exactly. We thought it was genius.
Yeah. And she was all like, yo, I don't think that, you know, we're ready for that in our relationship. She was at work and she couldn't get into it at the moment. Well,
we were like, what?
I know.
You're not comfortable staying with your current boyfriend, but staying with the ex-boyfriend, totally fine. We were just floored at that.
Yeah. So we left it Friday with Paul knowing that things didn't look good with his relationship with his girlfriend.
I'd written her off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, after
I was done with that. I was done.
After so many of you reached out wanting to know more, including my wife, who literally asked me on Saturday, who's Paul? What do I tell my friend who texted me? Can you ask Ben what happened with Paul? Are his girlfriend and him still dating?
So we were literally, he was texting her while we were like hanging on.
I know.
Like live on the air. It was happening in real time. We were invested. We didn't know what to do.
Yeah. So I reached back out to Paul and exchanged several messages with him over the weekend. And I'll tell you what he told me. And I kind of condensed everything into one message. So it's not as big of a train wreck as it was on Friday. So.
Oh, what do you mean? That was magic.
Was it? Okay.
That was real time, real life magic.
All right. So he says, hey, thanks for asking. After I reach out and say, hey, how is everything, you know, with your girlfriend and everything? So he says, hey, thanks for asking. So after everything went down Friday morning, she got back with me later that day and we talked. I wasn't looking forward to this because I was thinking we were, all caps, done. Yeah, because how we left it again, it didn't look good.
We pretty much broke up with her for him.
Yeah. So he continues. She said she wasn't thinking about it rationally and that I kind of caught her off guard with the questions while she was at work and felt put on the spot with everything. She admitted that she understood my hesitation and was willing to tell him that he couldn't stay at her place and to just find a hotel. So, I mean, that's good, right?
Okay, but I'm still kind of wondering why that wasn't like the immediate reaction. But continue.
All right. So he continues. I asked her about when she would feel comfortable with staying at my place. Because remember, that was kind of a big thing. It was like, yo. And Kelly, you brought it up. You were like, how is she going to be cool with an ex staying with her, but not her current boyfriend?
Yeah, she mentioned that they weren't ready for that in their relationship. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh.
Mm-hmm. I asked her about when she would feel comfortable with staying at my place. And she said she's even willing to start taking that slowly. So she's actually staying at my place this weekend. I feel much better about everything. And I'm glad her ex, at least, is getting a hotel room. Thanks again for the advice, Paul.
Okay. And then, Paul, if you're going to meet up with Mr. Ex-Boyfriend, everyone should spend time together. Okay? We don't let girlfriend go have a little, you know, walk down memory lane date with ex-boyfriend without you tagging along. I feel like, you know, everyone should get to know each other.
Yeah, what you said. Because if she leaves and meets him at his hotel, that's even worse.
it is.
And part of me still, again, my red flag BS detector is flying in the air, and it's like, are you listening to what we're saying? Like,
my biggest thing is the fact that why wasn't this an immediate reaction?
Exactly.
Her?
Like that's the tell. She's telling on herself with her original knee jerk reaction.
Yeah, her first response is like, whoa, we're not ready for that. And the whole thing that where she wanted to go down in the first place, but now she's coming back around saying, oh, now I see your point of view.
Yeah, because she had all day to kind of think about it and craft her response to him when she knew that they were going to have to talk on the phone and not just exchange a bunch of text messages, which I thought was wild that he even texted her to begin with. But
I know. But Mike is thinking the same thing. He thinks this is all BS. Got another text from a listener. Tish said, good morning. It's your Way Too Invested listener. I just heard you during an update. Anyway, if Paul doesn't have siblings, he's my little brother now.
I know. He's all of our little brothers. Like, Paul.
We have adopted him big time.
Paul, come on, buddy. Listen to what we're saying. Okay. I mean, I hope that everything is great. Everything turned out great this weekend. And you better be involved in everything that happens over the weekend or this week. And I'm assuming.
Now, I know this sounds like we don't trust. And trust has to be like the number one thing, right?
Yep.
But I feel as though she gave us reasons to be a little iffy on the trust thing right now. And by the way, Kim was like, Ben's life coach corner has a good ring to it. Do we need to rename the bit?
No, definitely not. Because here's the thing.
Life coaching with Ben.
Here's the thing. We have a great set of listeners, and it's all you guys. And we don't have degrees. We don't have experience. We don't have anything other than opinions and a microphone. So,
well, yeah, I do have a degree, but it's not in this.
No, exactly. That's right. We don't have a degree in like life coaching, in social work,
or therapy,
in anything.
Advice.
I mean, who needs to pay hundreds and thousands of dollars for therapy when you can just come to us, right?
You got the BK combo right here. We're free.
Okay. Well, anyways, that's the update. That's where we left it. And hopefully
we are hoping for the best.
Hopefully, yes, we won't get another update in a couple weeks. That's like, guys, you were right all along. I mean, I'm hoping that's not going to be the next update, but yeah, if you want to catch yourself up on the original and then like the update that we got last Friday, all of that up. WDJX.com, click on listen. So what caused The Rock, you know, Dwayne Johnson, to full on drop the F-bomb on Twitter over the weekend? So it was this very informal study done that The Sun in Britain conducted where they looked at Google searches and the word sexy and determined who is the world's sexiest bald man? And they have decided that Prince William has been described as the sexiest bald man in the world with 17.6 million, blog hits or whatever found on Google.
You have to consider, though, the source is The Sun.
Uh-huh.
It's a British, you know, publication. Right. So, of course, it's probably going to be pretty heavy on coverage of the royals. So not as many, you know, American stars are going to be mentioned, I would guess.
Yes. Yeah, so The Rock then tweets the article and writes, how in the cinnamon toast F does this happen? When Larry David clearly has a pulse, hashtag demanding recount, which is funny because then, and you mentioned a little earlier, Stanley Tucci, who is another famous bald guy. And
yes. And he, on his Instagram, posted a grid of all of these other pictures of some fine choices, one of them being himself, Bruce Willis, Dwayne Johnson,
right,
Tilda Swinton, from the Avenger movies,
okay,
where she's bald.
Okay.
Jason Statham.
Yes.
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 Oh, what's his name? He was in the
Captain X-Men. Picard?
Yes, Captain Picard. And then LL Cool J. And then the guy that was in the Green Lantern, I can't remember his name either.
Ryan Reynolds?
He's pretty handsome. Not, no, but the bad guy.
Oh.
All right. In the Green Lantern.
Okay.
And then also, yes, Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
Who is not bald.
Which is funny. Yeah. So this is like started a firestorm of people who are like, who is the sexiest bald man in the world? Because the list then included, after Prince William, Mike Tyson was second on the list.
What?
Yep.
That's obscure.
Jason Statham did come in third. Pitbull.
Okay, then.
Pitbull was fourth.
Oh, Mr. 305.
Yep. Michael Jordan, Floyd Mayweather, John Travolta.
Oh, I don't think John Travolta wants to be on that list.
Bruce Willis, Dwayne The Rock Johnson finally made it at nine. And then Vin Diesel came in, rounded out the top 10.
Let's not forget Vin. Okay. Wow. So, if you're looking for something to get fired up about, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, the sexiest bald man, which, you know, he's got, Prince William's definitely got the male pattern baldness, but all these other guys are full-on bald all the way around.
Yeah, they committed to it.
Yeah, they committed. They don't just have, like, the little horseshoe baldness. They've got the full baldness.
I think Prince William would be a little salty to be on this list too, because he's clearly still hanging on to what he's got. So he's not embracing like I'm a bald man, you know, like the other guys are.
Yeah, he's trying to comb over and all that, trying to cover it up. But man, you know, as a guy who is starting to have a little bit of that male pattern baldness, man, you are hanging on. You are hanging on to that hair.
The struggle's real.
And just trying to just keep with what you got. Allie texts in and says, I think this was a nursing home vote. Yeah. Bunch of nursing homes there in England were like, sexy, Prince William, yes. I don't know. Anyways, if you want to read and see the entire survey, we got it up for you, WDJX.com. We give you setting the bar stories that set the bar for your day very low. You know, we've all seen, maybe you have, someone who has an emotional support animal. You know, maybe it's a dog, maybe it's a llama. You know, some of the more exotic animals sometimes have been described as emotional support animals. But this setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to convince the police that the huge snake in your car is your emotional support snake, you're doing okay.
Oh, it's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah.
Police say this might be a first. They say a driver had what appears to be a python in the car with them. Officers say that he told them it was his emotional support pet.
Yep. During a DUI stop there, the driver had the emotional support snake. No word on whether or not the driver was allowed to leave with the snake. However, the Facebook camera footage from the Fort Walton Beach police show the police officer holding the yellow, large yellow snake in his hand. So my guess is no.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's an exotic animal. I would think that you need to at least have a receipt that you got that from the pet store or something.
Well, and some sort of a certificate that says it's your emotional support snake. But again, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to convince the police that the huge snake in your car is your emotional support snake, I guess you're doing okay.
Well, and I guess it's not really doing its job very well if you're being pulled over for a DUI. Because then that's your emotional support beer, too.
That's true.
That's not good.
Yeah, that's setting.
You're not supposed to drive with that.
Right. Setting the bar there on 99.7 DJX. When you message us at 99.7 DJX or at Ben and Kelly Show, and we put your, you know, your situation out and we talk about it, it's like you become part of our family. And we just check in and we care about you. And you're like one of ours for life. And that seems to be the case with Paul, who we got a third update from him this morning. And if you missed everything from Paul, Kelly, I don't know if you can recap it in like 30 seconds.
Paul, his girlfriend, said that her ex-boyfriend was coming to town and wanted to stay in her apartment. And Paul was all like, no, girl, you can come stay at my place and the ex can stay in your apartment. And she was all like, hold up, I don't think we're ready for that. And we were all like, what? Like, why are you not wanting to stay with your current boyfriend, but it's fine to stay with your ex-boyfriend? And then, like, you were texting with Paul and Paul was texting with his girlfriend in real time on the show. Mm-hmm. And then you got an update again.
Yeah, and you know, basically, she and he had a conversation, and she was going to be staying at his place this past weekend, and they were going to be working it out, and he felt comfortable, and she was just basically like, yo, I got caught off guard with the questions, and I felt put on the spot, and so, look, I understand your hesitation, and I'm willing to tell my ex that he can't stay at my place and has to find a hotel. So that's kind of...
Yeah, and then we're like cautiously optimistic for Paul, but I'm still very bothered with the fact that she didn't immediately understand why he was questioning that setup.
Right. Adriana said, you know what? I don't really agree with you guys because I get real mad real fast and then chill out and do better. So, you know, maybe okay. that was the situation, and maybe we're crossing our fingers a little bit more that that his girlfriend was a little bit just like put on the spot and then backed into a corner and just felt like she had to defend herself and was like, well, we're not ready for any of this, blah, 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 blah. And when in reality, she's like, yeah, I mean, we're fine. So
we're hoping that she doesn't want to go off for a little private dinner or something like that with the ex, and that Paul is always invited.
Yeah, exactly. Andrew, the love doctor, always chimes in when we have these sort of situations. So, I mean, did we steer Paul in the right direction?
Your listeners are spot on. You and Kelly are spot on. I mean, it is incredible. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, guess what? It's a duck.
It's a duck.
If I'm him, the flags are up.
Yeah.
She doesn't do anything with her ex without Paul. As a matter of fact, she should be one to introduce Paul to her ex.
Yeah
that's what should be happening.
Yeah, this is my current boyfriend, you know.
Absolutely
right.
We're solid, we're strong. Yeah. Everything is great. Absolutely. You yeah. guys hit the nail on the head. Fantastic, man.
Oh,
awesome.
Now, Andrew the love doctor, I appreciate you every time you want to chime in.
You guys are fantastic. Keep on loving.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Gosh, always, don't you feel accomplished always, when we get the stamp of approval
yeah.
from Andrew the Love Doctor? Because he's like really a resident expert. He's kind of, you know, our compass when it comes to all this. And when he feels like that we're really on target, it just makes me feel good inside.
Yeah, a little validation there for you. So, yeah, I just wanted to keep you updated. You can catch up on everything. We've always got it posted for you at WDJX.com. Click listen. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. You know, we get that you can't always listen in real time, so you got to catch up when you can on your own time, and we got it all up there for you, and individual segments, the entire show, all that. We had a listener who had an issue. Her brother is single. He's got a great job, and he does the whole, like, get a new car every couple years thing, but he buys them outright. And so when he wants to get rid of his older car, gently used, he gifts them to the family. And so her husband has a big issue with that and is like...
And these cars are like worth about $70,000,
$80,000.
Yeah. So these are nice yes. cars. Yeah. Luxury vehicles.
And I think we're all kind of like, hey, get your husband on board. Because you only live once. Like drive a nice car. I don't know.
Yeah, enjoy the generosity of the brother. Now, some people brought up a really valid point. Like, well, we don't know their family situation. Like, if it's a luxury sedan and they have a bunch of kids, that wouldn't yeah. make sense. You know, if it's not a practical thing for your family, then there's your out. And you can politely decline and they shouldn't be upset. However, Emily, Elizabeth, and Brandon all brought up a really good point.
Yeah.
They need to see a picture of the single wealthy brother who's handing out cars.
They're like, you know what? Here's the thing. You know, I could help.
Yeah, Elizabeth's like, I'm also single. Would love to meet your brother. He doesn't even have to give me the car.
That is funny. It's funny you say that because we got a tweet just from Christina who's like, he's single, right? I'm totally happy to step in and accept some of these gifts. Bro would be happy. Someone appreciates him. And hubby will be happy to. Win-win.
So many helpers.
I love that about our listeners. Love it. All right. So yeah, you can read all the comments. You can put your own at Ben and Kelly Show. And then you can listen back, WDJX.com, click listen. That'll about do it for us. You good? Everything good?
Yeah. You know, it's spring break in my house. So literally, like, everybody just woke up not too long ago, went to Wild Eggs, living their best life.
All right.
So
well, hopefully you
that's
get it.
That's the world we're living in.
Hopefully you get the to-go container from Wild Eggs, because that's always
something.
Yeah, that's always delicious. All right. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.